With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Obviously, nobody wants a huge blowout fight with their partner. It's not like a fun thing.
No.
That you look forward to. Can't wait to yell at you about stuff. I hate confrontation, so fights are never good for me. But they can be good. That's one of the top three negative things that can happen in your relationship that actually brings you closer together. A good fight. Now, you do have to fight fair. No bringing up stuff from the past.
Right.
No name calling. But if you learn good fighting skills, that can actually help you and help you become stronger because you can work through issues together. So a fight can be a good thing. What are the other two kind of negative things that can be a bonus for your relationship? Going through a disappointment. Obviously, life is full of disappointments, but they don't have to be so bad if you and your partner help each other through them. So if you share a bump in the road with someone that'll listen, comfort you, have your back, it can reinforce your love and make your relationship stronger. Yes?
No, I was going to say, I agree. The situation I'm in with my boyfriend, Mr. Silver Fox, It's a little weird at times because he owns his own painting business and him and his business partner just bought a house.
Yeah.
They've had a business together, this painting business, for years.
Yes.
And they moved from the north down here. Well, his business partner's son is my boyfriend's ex.
Yep.
And so we were all friends before we got together. And I had no problem because we were all friends.
Yeah.
But now that we're in a relationship, so what that has caused is us to be super, super communication heavy.
Right.
Because there'll be times where usually I'm okay with it, but then there'll be awkward times where, you know, they're at home and there'll be a picture posted on Instagram or something. And I'm like, oh, so you're just hanging out with your ex and his mom when that's not the story. The
right.
story is his business partner and her son.
Yeah. But I think that's one of those relationships or one of those circumstances in your relationship that's going to continue to come up. And it's like, how many times can we have the same fight? But there are always fights like that in couples that just are reoccurring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that maybe you're not working on it, but it could just be that one sticking point that you got to figure out your way around.
And you got to keep talking. And that's what I think, that negative, it's not even a negative, but the situation that you have to keep talking through.
Right. And then finally, the third point, aside from having a good old-fashioned fight with each other and then going through a disappointment together, is spending a day without technology. Now, this isn't something that just happens to you. You have to do it to yourself. And it can be scary. I mean, think about how addicted we are to our phone.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an extension. If you forgot your phone today at home, you would probably have withdrawal.
Well, I don't.
What?
I don't forget anymore.
No. Oh, no.
I just like I used to forget my phone sometimes, but I don't.
Right. Just because you're so used to having it. Now, I think the last time I forgot my phone, I made my boyfriend drive it up here. Because I couldn't. I couldn't make it. I'd be like, what if somebody calls?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, choose to spend a day without technology because you know what happens is it's a slow creep. Suddenly you're just checking one text message at dinner and then suddenly your phone's out at dinner all the time, or maybe you're checking your fantasy football draft or you're checking your social media or you're checking an email from work. These are all things that might be necessary, but they could be chipping away at how close you become with each other.
Interesting.
So choose to spend a day without technology. Turn it off. Enjoy the day together. Go to lunch. Talk about your experiences. Whatever it is, you're going to become closer after that day.
I just thought about texting him and saying, hey, let's go to lunch later today or dinner and leave our phones at home.
Yeah.
And I immediately, my heart started beating faster.
I mean, I don't know if we can pick a good day to do this, but we should all do it as a challenge.
Okay. We'll see who can break, who can stay strong the longest.
Right. No, I agree. Because that's a tough one to do. Also wanted to give you the heads up that I was at Wendy's yesterday, didn't know about this, and I'm kicking myself.
What?
National Cheeseburger Day is approaching. It's actually September 18th.
My favorite holiday.
I know it is. Well, Wendy's is offering this amazing deal where from now until September 30th, if you download their app, and you get a free single cheeseburger when you purchase any other item through the app. Any day through the rest of the month. And it can be every day. It's not a one-time only deal.
So you could get a free side of apples?
Is that what they have at Wendy's? Apples?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you get apples and then you get the free cheeseburger.
Okay.
Free cheeseburgers every day through the rest of the month if you buy anything else on the Wendy's app.
Not what I'm going to get.
What do you mean?
I'm going to get their baked potato with bacon.
I know.
Sour cream and cheese.
I know. I'm going to get those fries. I'm going to get some nuggets. It's just, anyway, I was at Wendy's yesterday, so when I read this morning, I was like, no other person shall suffer through pain for a hamburger for the rest of the month if I had to. So anyway, there you go. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.